Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days.
Here we go. Get back to work and back to school. A regular routine. Hope you had a good holiday break. Good Christmas, good New Year's. Hope it went well. I know it can be a little stressful at times, that's for sure, but at least you didn't get captured by U.S. forces flown to New York to face narco-conspiracy charges, or did you? But U.S. President Donald Trump says America will now, quote, run Venezuela, and had lots to say about it and its oil industry, as you heard here live over the weekend on 980 CJME. And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will appear in a New York courtroom today. More on that ahead with Kevin. And let's see. Oh, hopefully this didn't stress you out of the weekend, but I'm hearing it is becoming a problem. Rodents looking to stay out of the cold as much as we are this time of the year. And the problem there is the best spot for them might be your house. Sean Sherwood with Pula's Pest Control. I caught up with him. He joins me. And Sean, I hear mice are a major problem.
Absolutely. It has almost taken over from cockroaches as our number one pest that we're dealing with on a daily basis. They're everywhere.
Do mice judge? Does it matter where you live?
No. Obviously, if you're on the outskirts of the city, you have the first right of refusal on whether they end up at your house. But they travel all over the place. We've got lots of green spaces. They live there. And they want a new place to hide so that they don't become dinner for an owl or something similar.
For all of those reasons, is there anything additionally that our mice population has exploded so badly here?
Well, we had a lot of snow last winter. And when the mice are hiding underneath the snow, it's really hard for the predators to find them. And they reproduce like crazy, as we know. And then we had excellent growing season. Everything was green and lush. And so that gave them a ton of food and a ton of places to hide. Then the farmers cut down all the crops and Mother Nature took away the leaves and the grass, and they don't have anywhere to hide and they don't want to be dinner. Okay. So in they go.
Well, what do we got to do to stop it?
Well, it's never too late. First thing you need to do is go around the outside of your house and find any hole or opening bigger than your little finger and plug it up. After you've done that, then your garage, attached garage, is your next biggest Achilles heel. And we recommend a multiple catch mouse trap on either side of the door on the inside so you catch them as they come in. Because if they get into your garage, it's not going to be long before they're in your house. Be vigilant.
Unless you see one, is there any other ways to tell whether or not they're already there?
If you have a pet and they're constantly sticking their nose in a certain area, that might be an indicator that there's something going on there. If you see droppings on your counter or on your stove in the morning, that might be an indication that there's something going on there. If you hear sounds running in your false ceiling in the basement, that might be an indication that there's something going on there.
Good to know. Sean Sherwood, Pula's Pest Control, my guest. The cockroach that is commonly known in Saskatchewan is called what?
The German cockroach is the one that we see 99.99% of the time. They're about 3/4 of an inch long. They're light tan with brown markings on them, and they're really quick. Cockroaches have been here forever. They live absolutely everywhere. They are always transported in. So if you go visit a buddy who has them, chances are you're going to bring them home. Grocery stores, not as much, because most of our stuff goes through a process that kills everything off in it. But some of the smaller corner stores that have limited resources to deal with them do have problems, but they're always brought in.
And Sean, you have limited resources, I think, to fight them. It's difficult, isn't it?
It's becoming really difficult because we're down to 3 chemicals that we can use on them. And the main one, which is the safest for people, they're becoming very resistant to. So we're talking multiple treatments, and it's becoming costly.
Costly. Give us an idea. What does it end up costing you?
Well, you're going to end up looking at anywhere from $400 to $700 per treatment. And with the chemicals that we currently have available, it may well take 4, 5, or 6 treatments to get them done. And anybody who tells you that it's going to take less time is not telling you the truth. So you're looking at $3,000, $4,000, maybe even as much as $5,000 to get the cockroaches removed from your house. It's not cheap at all.
Ouch. Wow. Hopefully that doesn't become anyone's problem. Thank you, Sean. Sean Sherwood from Pula's Pest Control. Here we go. The holidays are over. It's the first work week of the new year. The kids are going back to school today. Get back into that regular routine, and already there's added pressure on you parents. I got to remind you of this right now, parents, that today, this morning at 7 a.m., registration for the Regina NFL Youth Flag Football opens up, and you know divisions will be full within minutes of each group opening. They are doing a staggered start this morning based on age. I would get on their website right now. 7 a.m. it begins for flag football registration. It's a biggie. And it starts at 7 every half hour. Make sure you check out their website. Do it right now. Sign in and get ready for that. Joining me now is Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Both of us suggesting, you know what? The holidays were great, but now the regular routine of maybe a little healthier eating will begin to set in here.
This time of year is always, you know, like it's hard to see the holidays come and go, but on a positive note, at least for me, it's nice to be, get back to somewhat of a regular routine, working normally, hopefully eating normally.
It's not normal to eat chocolate every half hour, right? If it's there or, you know, the walnuts or whatever.
Picking for 2 weeks straight, just any little thing.
Crazy
it's, you know,
here.
Leftovers. Oh, man.
Yeah. No, it was a good holiday season. Had a good New Year's. We were in Edmonton, too, for New Year's Eve. Went to the Oilers game. All excited, only to be disappointed by the end of it. They lost, but still, it was a great atmosphere.
At least your team isn't the worst in the NHL.
Right? Oh, yeah, the Jets not doing well. No. I'm sorry.
Nine
about
in
that.
A row they've lost. Yeah. Yikes.
But, no, and the NFL wild cards are all set now here. It's this time of the year, if you're a sports fan, it's a pretty exciting time, too, isn't it?
Absolutely, with the playoffs in the NFL beginning this weekend, upcoming weekend. Here we go.
And not so exciting for what happened last night.
Curran moving in. Curran with a chance. Rebound loses from the score.
Yeah, they went up 4-3 there, inevitably an empty net. It was just ugly. You could tell, I think, early in the game that it wasn't going to go well for Team Canada, the World Juniors.
We got by the quarterfinal, which was great to see for the first time in three tournaments, but still with, trends of the last couple of years. For the third time, we lose to Czechia in this tournament.
6-4 the final, yeah. And now it means Finland for bronze today. Czech, Swedes play for gold, rather disappointing. Oh, well, we've got the Olympics, right?
Absolutely.
We got a shortened NHL window here of games, and then February 11th. That's what I've got it circled on my calendar for the first game for Team Canada, the
McDavid,
Olympics.
McKinnon, Crosby.
Won't that be something?
On the same team again.
Yeah. As we look forward to some of that in the new year, disappointing to know that, our property taxes go up in the year, SGI, SASH, Power, they're all asking for some rate increases too, aren't they?
Yeah, they both are. And so, the lights, your power bills could be going up by another $5 a month this year. And as well, SGI, for your vehicle insurance, it could be going up another $38 through the year. And so these are proposals at this point. Remember, the rate review panel has to actually go over these, and it's not necessarily a rubber stamp. They've made decisions that have, you know, quashed some of these in the past, so we'll have to see how they rule.
And of course, the new year brings more about President Donald Trump. But over the weekend, you might have heard it here live on 980 CJME, they invaded Venezuela.
They did. Nicolas Maduro, the president there, arrested, brought to New York City. Him and his wife will be in court today to face narco drug and weapons charges, is kind of what they're calling narco trafficking. So we'll see. And the question now is, who is in charge of Venezuela?
And the oil, which really seems to be the underlying factor here, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're using drugs, and you know whether or not that is true, I guess the courts will decide that for the most part. But yeah, it's we're telling you about in the news this morning that Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world, but they don't have the infrastructure right now to actually get that out to the world. And so the U.S. is coming over. The U.S. is saying, we helped you kind of develop your oil scene way back when. And so they're claiming it is their oil. And so the U.S. looks like it'll now control that.
And have cheaper options now for crude. Which therefore could affect us, and exactly how that might be. Well, I'm going to ask our business analyst, Paul Martin, who will join me right after the 7 o'clock news. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58.
What's going on?
Well, I don't know about you, but it was definitely harder to haul myself out of the sack this morning after the holiday season, the later nights, sleeping in a little, all the eating and the relaxation. And now I got to establish that regular routine of getting back to work, getting to school, of course, separate public school in Regina back. I know the Prairie School Division, some schools go back tomorrow, but yeah, regular routine. And it starts really quick for parents. Remember, registration just opened up at 7 o'clock here this morning for the Regina NFL Youth Flag Football. It's such a big football operation in the spring, and they just opened up registration this morning at 7 o'clock. Every half hour, I think it's going to be by the age of your kids, so from 7 till 10. Good luck, as they say. They can never have enough coaches. They can never have enough room for that league. It just seems to grow year after year, but registration is underway right now. Over the weekend, President Donald Trump confirmed that U.S. military forces captured Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife. The pair, facing drug and weapons-related charges in New York, will appear in court today. Trump said the U.S. would take charge of Venezuela's oil reserves and that American companies would invest billions to rebuild the oil infrastructure in the country. And that would certainly take a lot of time to accomplish. But in the meantime, what might it mean for Canada's oil industry in the long run here? Thought maybe we'd call upon CJME business analyst Paul Martin for his take. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have you here. What does this mean, you think? I know it's preliminary, it's early, but for our oil industry and our economy, what might this mean?
Well, you know, I'm hearing like you are that, there's this big oil reserve that America can tap into. Does that threaten the Canadian, you know, connection? And I suppose theoretically it does. But, you know, look, there's a fixed amount of production in the world every day right now, and there's a fixed amount of consumption. And those two are kind of close. There's probably a bit more production than consumption. And the oil that's been coming out of Venezuela has found its way into the markets. They're going, a lot of it's sanctioned, but it goes through, you know, what would be the Russian and Chinese pipelines. If that gets diverted somewhere else, then those guys have to replace it and they'll go somewhere else. And if we get displaced, then you see where I'm going with this. It just ends up kind of flowing in different directions. But look, if you're going to redevelop the Venezuelan fields, that's going to take a long time. So we've got lots of time to figure this out too. And maybe that's the good news, and this becomes less of a business story, more of a political one, because it puts pressure on Ottawa now to say, well, if Canada is no longer going to, or is going to lose some of its market in the States, then we have to find alternate markets, which means we need to get pipelines going. And so this is one more weight on the scale of towards pipeline approvals in this country, and you know what that's been all about. We've talked about that before, and I suspect that's where we're going to go with this. Is the conversation is going to be, how does Canada get its product to market? And you know, one of its biggest market is being threatened now, potentially threatened at least, and we still import oil in this country on the east side. So should we be looking at that Energy East pipeline again? Do we need to make sure we get the West Coast pipeline going, or do we go north, or do we do all of the above? So I think it's as much a political conversation, Greg, as it's going to be a business one.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's more of a business story, particularly for us. And now that Trump has potentially one of the biggest oil reserves on earth, how do you think this might even affect our leverage on the Kuzma deal here in the coming months? Do you think at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a part of the conversation. And I mean, we've heard Trump say before, we don't need anything from Canada. And so this will just add to, you know, his belief of that situation. But look, most of our oil goes, it's contracted to refiners in the middle of the U.S. and the Midwest and stuff like that. So, you know, are they going to be redirecting? They probably would need to do a whole lot of pipeline construction down there, too. It's a specific type of crude that comes out of Venezuela that isn't, can't be readily used in every refinery that's out there. So maybe it's as disruptive to the existing supply chain as anything. But on paper, you look at it and you say, well, the U.S. perhaps is now tapping into the world's largest reserves. And do they need any other suppliers? I think it's a legitimate question. but we're a long ways, years probably, from getting an answer. And you know, the pivotal one for me is, will industry actually sign up for this? And do they want to go back in there and until they know just what is going to settle out politically in Caracas, and will whatever administration gets put in place there, whether it be an American or a Venezuelan, will it bring stability? Will, if I'm going to pour billions of my shareholders' money into that, do I have a chance of not only getting it back, but making a return? These are big questions yet to be resolved.
CJMA business analyst Paul Martin, who I want to thank extra specially this morning because your call comes from Mexico. On holidays, you took my call, Paul, and I'm grateful for that.
Not at all.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Have a good time. Yes, we are welcoming back Evan Bray. Star of the Evan Bray Show. How long have you been gone?
I have missed
from
you,
holidays
Greg.
To sickness. What has it been? 3 weeks, maybe?
No. I was off just before Christmas. Yeah, the 22nd that week I was off.
You were hit by the flu?
Well, I don't think it was the flu. It felt more like a cold, but it was sore throat. I had lost my voice for a while.
Did you have a fever?
No, I don't think I had a fever.
Okay, fever is a big part of the flu, Buck. It's going around.
It was lots of headaches, but super sore throat, cough, those types of things. Yeah. So.
And did you get over that enough to enjoy part of the holidays?
You know what?
At all?
I kind of rode it through Christmas. I hate to say it, but it was probably about the 27th or 28th before I started feeling better. But which is terrible because I like the food at Christmas.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't think you enjoy it the same way, but. Oh, well. We still have plates of baking, it seems, kicking around the house.
Yeah. There's still grazing to be done. And now with the new year, do you make resolutions?
No, Greg.
No,
not really. I'm not. I've never really been a resolution kind of guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the thought of a new year, clean slate. Okay, what are we going to focus on this year? But it doesn't necessarily have to be a resolution.
Well, with the new year comes more President Trump. And today, that's going to be a large aspect of your show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, this weekend, when I woke up on Saturday and saw what had happened in Venezuela, I right away thought, okay, well, I guess I know what we're going to be talking about with World Juniors as another topic on Monday. But yeah, lots to pull apart there. We've got lots of great guests on the program today. Everyone from a U.S. constitutional law expert to a reporter from the White House. We've got a couple of local political analysts on the show as well. So yeah, we're going to look at it from a variety of angles, and we'll open up the phone lines as we always do as well. I have to say, when I first heard it, I was excited. I thought, this is good. I mean, we know Maduro has been a dictator in that country, and people have been fleeing Venezuela for years, millions of people, to get away from the oppression in that country. So the guy had to go. The question is, was it done legally?
Yeah.
Did Trump have the legal authority to do it? That's part of what we'll talk about
today. And all of his cohorts, though, are still in power and in play there, which are still pretty bad people,
Yeah,
too. And
that's
then they
right.
say Trump's going to take it over. And
pretty clear, if you watched or listened to we carried, of course, the Trump news conference live on this radio station. But if you listened to it on the weekend, I mean, this is about oil. Let's not sugarcoat it. This is about oil. This is about money. And what are the implications going to be of that? I know you just had Paul Martin on the show. So, yeah, it's a big part of what we'll talk about. But we'll talk World Juniors as well. Disappointment last night.
I don't know. I knew watching that first, second period, I thought this is not going to end well. I just had a feeling as Czechia just seemed to really have jump in their step, and Canada wasn't consistent.
And, you know, I mean, how many times have you heard the cliche, sometimes sports is about getting the right bounce? We hit so many goalposts last night. We had, I mean, there was just so
two
many.
Penalty shots.
I've never seen that.
The
like
goalie
a
tripped him. The goalie tripped the guy taking the penalty shot, so he got another penalty shot, and he tries the exact same move.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It was tough, but I think I heard you say this morning. The better team won.
Yeah.
Czechia was a better team. Team Canada, if you look at the way we played in the quarterfinal, gosh, we looked so strong in that game, won decisively. And then last night, a little bit flat out of the start of the gate, and then just couldn't get the bounces.
Well, your voice is back.
I'm back, Greg. I'm excited.
And it's a new year,
2026.
Yeah. And we can't wait for the Evan Bray Show returning this morning at 8:30.